Ross Bowman Podcast.
You better listen.
Welcome back to the Ross Bowlin Podcast, presented by Bowlin Media. I am Ross Bowlin, here with Cade Orris. Cade, how's the week going?
Not great.
One day you're going to come in and say, it's been the best.
Yeah, one day.
The best week.
The best week ever. But I did run 5 miles last night, so...
Yeah, I saw that.
I got that going for me, yeah.
What's been bad about the week?
I bet
you can't even specify.
No. Yeah, just a lot of things.
You're just in your head.
Yeah, just living in my head. Good stuff.
My week is fun up there. It's been a chaotic mess for me, too. Yesterday, I drove away from the office with my gigantic new water bottle that my wife got me for Valentine's Day on the roof of my car.
The Owala.
Yeah, it took some serious damage, as you can see here.
Oh, right there. Okay, yeah. The lid.
Very sad about that. It's kind of like when you get a new cell phone.
Yeah.
And it's pristine. It's in flawless shape. And then, you know, that first time you drop it and it gets a little nick or perhaps even a screen crack.
Right.
It's just devastating.
Yeah.
You feel the opposite of brand new at that point. That's where I'm at. The bottle was like, it was my new thing.
Yeah. And you treat it like a baby. Like you wanted to take care of it. And
it's the size of a baby.
Yeah.
So that made sense. And it's this beautiful green hue. But now it's all fucking dented up and scratched up. Yeah. I mean, and
it's been over a week almost.
Barely. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm almost bougie enough to like get a new one.
Yeah.
Because I miss the feeling of, I don't know how much it cost. I assume it was expensive. I feel like it's probably like $40 or something.
Well, how much are the Stanleys? Because I mean, it's kind of like similar to those.
They vary.
Oh, really?
Some of the Stanleys are like incredibly expensive. It's like Beanie Babies. Like there are certain colorways. Like the sneaker game for white women. So there are certain colorways of the Stanley Cup that are pricey.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the Owalas are, but I mean, it's a nice product. I've got to, not a sponsor, I should note. Not a sponsor of the show. Owala, if you want to get any more positive remarks out of me beyond today, you're going to need to cut the check. But yeah, that's how put together I am this week.
Yeah.
I drove away from the office with a fucking foot and a half tall water bottle that you literally cannot miss on top of the car. And I even remember setting it on top of the car to put the dogs in the back seat and flagging myself, being like, don't drive off without grabbing this, you dumb.
Yeah, how far did you get before you realized that, like...
Well, about 20 feet.
Yeah.
Like I got all the way out of the driveway. So I reversed out of the driveway successfully and safely. And then, you know, threw it in drive.
Yeah.
And I probably made it 20 feet before it was quite loud. I thought a bird had flown into my car window. I was like, Jesus Christ! It scared the hell out of me, but it was just my gigantic water bottle.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you want to get a new one, it's around $40 on Amazon.
$40, okay.
Yeah. And then they have a different one that's like around 30, but it doesn't have the straw that you're sucking out of right now.
I gotta have the straw.
Yeah.
Gotta have the straw, kid. I mean... Anyway, that made me sad. And driving today has not been much better, as there was like a major cellular service outage across the country this morning. AT&T was completely down for a few hours. Like, I woke up at 7-ish when the kids started screaming like banshees in my home, and my phone was on like SOS mode. And I thought I had done something wrong, so I went in and started like jacking with the settings. But then eventually got to speaking with my wife, and she was like, yeah, service is out. It's been a long time since there was a full-blown service outage like that. Apparently, like you're a T-Mobile guy. T-Mobile was affected, too, to some degree.
Yeah.
Massive outage. But I almost had a panic attack just driving to the office because I got like 5 minutes into the drive and remembered that I can't call or text anyone. And I was like, oh my God, what if I get into a crash?
Yeah, well, if the self-driving, you know.
How would I call for help?
Yeah.
Well, even the Tesla runs off of Elon's, you know, Starlink satellite or whatever, I think mm-hmm. is how their GPS is set up. And also all of the music, like it, you know, Spotify in my car or whatever.
Yeah.
I was able to play music when I started driving, but about 5 minutes down the road, even that cut out.
Yeah.
So like I had no internet connection in the car at all. I don't even know if the full self-driving would have worked.
Does it have Wi-Fi in the car? Or is that...
Like, does it provide Wi-Fi to your phone?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So like the phone was dead. The car was...
Silent.
I was completely disconnected from the internet for like 15 minutes. I was completely off the grid for the first time in I can't even remember how long. And I am so pathetically addicted to the internet and being connected that it made me panic. That was like always one of the things, you know, if you've been a longtime listener of the show, I've struggled with anxiety while driving. The phone has always been one of the ways I've dealt with that anxiety.
Yeah, because you like, know, you should be on your phone while you're driving. That's yeah.
Well, no, I'm like, it was not that. I was like, I can call somebody if I need to.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Like, it's speakerphone. It's hands-free, you know, calling in the car or whatever. Like, your phone connects to the car usually. You know how it works.
I know how
to, yeah. You're young.
Yeah. I know the technology.
Yeah, you're a hacker.
Works. Yeah.
But not having that, I was like, I didn't have my security blanket anymore. And I started to panic. I had to go through like my breathing routine and everything. It was truly pathetic.
Yeah.
And it made me sad in my soul. To just like, I'm so reliant on the internet mm-hmm. to do all of my job. Like the whole of it. If the internet goes down, there is no Bolin Media. I can't just like go door to door and start shouting, you know, podcast segments at people.
I mean, we could just like bring the mics out like on the street and just do a pod there. You
Hook
know,
it
like
up
a
to a speaker.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Just hope people gather.
Yeah.
Maybe just get under one of the, you know, overpasses and do a little show for those experiencing homelessness.
Yeah, get a live audience.
You could turn it into something positive.
For sure, yeah. But yeah, no, I didn't run into any issues with my self-service today.
Good for
but
you.
But it's not like I would have known, really. I mean, I would have seen
well,
the
yeah,
SOS.
You've been at,
but
home,
like,
at home, you're connected to the Wi-Fi,
yeah,
so it's fine.
Yeah, but it's not like I have anyone reaching out to me other than you, so it's like I would have known.
God, you're
one
such
way
a sad
another.
Boy. Just a lonely
right. you
sad
can, you
boy.
You can laugh at my pain. It's okay. I laugh too.
Yeah, you have to laugh to keep from crying, right?
Right.
My dog Barrett is getting married tomorrow. One of my oldest, I guess, longest standing friends. He's not old. He's
no, you're he's, like the same age.
Yeah, he's a little older than me. He's like I want to say like 9 months, But he's getting married tomorrow, so I get to dress fancy tonight for the rehearsal dinner, suiting up, and then the wedding tomorrow is black tie, so I've got my tux ready, and yeah, it's nice to dress up once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to do that every day. It's a lot. Like, I still feel for people who are in industries, like lawyers and shit, that have to, like, you got to wear a suit and tie every day. Because, first of all, suits are expensive.
Yeah.
You got to build a collection, you know, so you're not just rocking the same shit all the time. But it's a lot to have to deal with and put on, and as we talked about on Patreon this week, I still don't know how to tie a tie.
Yeah. And it's just uncomfortable sometimes if you're wearing it for too long.
A little stuffy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not much movement, you know, it's a little stiff.
Yeah, but I think my wife has seen me dressed up like 3 times in our 4-year relationship, so it'll be good for her to see me dressed like an adult man for a couple of evenings instead of like a Japanese teenage hype beast like I am right now in my Sauron t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one of those times was your wedding day.
It was my own wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like this t-shirt is getting larger? I think it's expanding.
It looks like it
right?
is, yeah.
Or either I'm shrinking, but I'm like, I'm hitting FitBot every week, man. I've been lifting. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I put it on this morning and looked in the mirror and was like, Jesus Christ.
I kind of like the baggy look, though.
I don't mind it. It's not bad. It's just, this is now the largest t-shirt I own by far, mm-hmm. and I do feel like maybe evil is feeding it. It's just getting
it's
bigger
getting
and
larger.
Bigger.
Yeah. Some more evil goes into it. Yeah. I've actually been watching some of Lord of the Rings. I watched the first two again I need to get to the third one.
Extended edition or regular?
Just the regular. I don't know. Would you recommend it?
I don't fuck with the extended editions.
Okay. Am I really missing out on?
Nah.
Okay. And it's already long enough.
Yeah, dude.
They're all like 3 hours already.
Absolutely. And these hardcore LOTR nerds will tell you like, oh, the extended editions are the only way to go. That's ridiculous. Those nerds don't know what they're talking about. Those movies are worse. Some of the scenes that are like 20 minutes long that they cut are dog shit. And it's pretty easy. Okay, the movie is definitely better without this. So I don't want to watch the version with that. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, it's a fucking long film. All of them are over 3 hours, I think. So, like, you don't need that shit.
Nah, all right.
As far as dressing fancy goes, Cade and I have also decided we will be dressing formally in suits for one Patreon episode a month. The final Patreon episode of each month. And on that episode, we will discuss only the most adult and serious topics like paying taxes and finding health insurance instead of our usual banter about things like where poo goes when you flush and how to maintain your two hole. So last episode of each month on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast, starting with next week's episode, Cade and I suit up like news anchors and do some man shit. I feel like the contrast of our studio with us dressed fully fancy is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Visually.
Yeah. So. Just the decorations don't really give off the highly intellectual.
There's a giant bong behind it.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Funko Pops.
Yeah.
A bunch of toys, rubber duckies, fucking Will Ferrell and Drake candles and shit. Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, well, do we have to switch it up? You want to, like, get some,
adult decorations?
Yeah.
What even?
I don't know, like a plant or something?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just a small cacti?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, no, we'll have to go through the closet and see what we can come up with.
There's not shit in there, I promise you that. But it's going to be great. It's going to be great. We'll see you there. We need your support, in part because we just hired a new employee at Bolin Media. We finally got a full-time ad salesperson on staff. His name is Dan the Ad Salesman. That's his legal name. And perhaps we'll bring him on the show soon to introduce him quickly to everybody. But we have to pay Dan his salary. So get on patreon.com/RossBolinPodcast and support the squad and always support our sponsors so that Dan's job is easier and the sponsors keep coming back because sponsors, that's his realm. Speaking of which, today's episode is brought to you by thefreezepipe.com. Ripping the bong doesn't have to hurt, Cade. It doesn't have to be a painful experience. Upgrade to a freeze pipe today to experience icy smooth clouds without the throat burn, chest pain, or coughing attacks. Freeze Pipe is an American-owned glass brand that makes a unique line of freezeable pipes, bubblers, and bongs that cool smoke by over 300 degrees. The secret is freezeable glycerin chambers that come on every piece. You simply pop on one of these chambers in the freezer for an hour before you're going to smoke, and then when you light up and smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled for a pain-free and refreshing experience. Glycerin is a non-toxic gel that freezes quicker than water and stays frozen longer. Smoking a freeze pipe is like putting ice cubes in your bong if those ice cubes took steroids and played baseball in the 1990s. If you're still smoking out of a regular-ass piece without glycerin chambers that make every hit as smooth as silk, you are living in the past. The future is now, old man. It's time to get yourself a freeze pipe. They sent Cade and I an obnoxiously large box filled with a bunch of their different products. And these things are incredible. Absolutely love them. You and your lungs deserve one. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see a couple of their products behind me, a couple of their products in front of me. Say goodbye to harsh smoke and coughing attacks by shopping the smoothest pipes, bubblers, and bongs and more at thefreezepipe.com and use code RBP for 10% off your entire order. That's thefreezepipe.com. Code RBP when you check out for 10% off. The link and the code in the description of this episode if you need it, priced affordably with free domestic shipping. Order today and start fighting fire with ice. We got some insane headlines of the day. First off, EA Sports College Football 2025 to pay $600 to every athlete it features. So you and I have been, and a lot of gamers who grew up playing NCAA football, anticipating the return of NCAA football, EA Sports College Football, as it will be called now, I guess. It's just called college football.
I guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
College Football 25. So I'll read a little bit of this. Today, EA Sports took another step towards releasing their longest-awaited title, College Football 25. The game, set to be released this summer, has opened the opt-in period for players at all 134 FBS programs to have their likeness used in the video game. The compensation will be standardized for players at $600 and a copy of the game, which is an estimated $70 in
value.
That's
going to be 70? That blows.
Right?
It used to be 60. What the hell?
Yeah.
But I'll play 70. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm so excited for this game to come back.
Oh, it's going to be good times. Yeah. But it's an opt-in. So I guess, like, you could decide not to be in it.
Yeah, and then I'm assuming they'll just put, like, either just a random name or just, like, the number,
right?
Which was what they were doing in the past for like all the players, but
it's just weird that it's standardized. Because like if I'm like, you know,
well, I think
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah,
which is he?
He's gone.
Draft.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like some of the top players,
like one of the big dogs with a super recognizable name that everyone is going to be trying to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I want more.
Yeah,
than just some slap dick who's like third string, who's also getting $600 plus the copy of the game, an estimated $70 in value.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for the cover athlete, they might throw a little more to them.
Certainly.
But I
wonder
if
there will be a straight up cover athlete.
Or yeah, I don't know if they're gonna know how they did in the past. It was like a player that like went to the draft, so like they're able to use his likeness and like I think pay him, or maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they use like a current player and if they're going to give him some more money for that. But no, I think it makes sense for it to be 600 across the board. Because I mean, like, it's you just want like everyone in the game. So like,
yeah.
I think like if you see someone else getting more money than you, then it's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, we're all just like, we want to be in the game.
Yeah, it doesn't incentivize you. Yeah.
No,
I mean, that's a good point. And I mean, it'll be interesting to see if there are a bunch of holdouts.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everybody will want to be in it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, if they do hold out, like you're missing out on $600, and like people are still going to go and change the name and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like you're kind of just missing out on that.
On The Athletic, it says with more than 11,000 players expected to be in the game, this is believed to be the largest group NIL partnership of its kind. And I would be shocked if there was another one. It says, for comparison, the NFL has around 1,700 players on active rosters at any given moment during the season. So this is 11,000 people, which, I mean, makes this, you know, an over $6 million investment for them, which is not shit compared to what they'll bring in with sales from this thing. Like, this is probably going to be like a billion-dollar franchise again, right?
For sure. Yeah, do you think that, like, they should be given more for this, or is it's 600?
I mean, I just think a sliding scale would probably make more sense. Like, for the biggest name players that people really want to see in the games, like, it sucked ass back in the day being, like, you'd play NBA Jam,
mm-hmm.
and Michael Jordan wasn't one of the players you could pick.
Why? Because he didn't want to be in
it? He did not opt in. He didn't want to get paid. I almost knocked over the giant water bottle. But fortunately, it's very sturdy. But yeah, you'd have to play with, like, Scottie Pippen and, like, Horace Grant, you know, or Dennis Rodman or whatever, which was fine. But it sucked not being able to play with MJ. And if you get some of the biggest players in college football opting out, it's kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of sullies the entire experience.
Yeah. But I don't, like, foresee too many players holding out. Like, I think all the players are excited for this to come back, too. Because, I mean, it's been gone for over 10 years now.
Yeah, it's huge.
So, yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to, you know, rock the franchise mode with Ohio State, or like build up a dog shit program, make them national champions.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be awesome.
What an accomplishment that will be.
I can't wait.
Yeah. That'll be the day you come in and you say it's been a great
year.
Some, you know, Texas State to be a national champion or something.
Yeah, Ball State national champs.
Or Ball State. Yeah, I guess that makes more sense since that's where you went.
Me. Yeah.
Uh huh. It says players will be encouraged to opt in by April 30th to guarantee their place in the first iteration of the game. The earlier players opt in, the earlier they can receive their payment. And it says, unlike in pro video games, players won't have their faces scanned, in part due to the sheer number of players. Like, it's just, frankly, it's just too many people.
Yeah.
So there will be a bunch of guys who do not look anything like the actual person they're representing, I'm assuming. And it says, according to a source who has reviewed the opt-in offer, players sign up for the length of their eligibility and will get paid annually and can opt out of the game in the future. So if you decide, like, I don't want to be in college football 26, mm-hmm. you can opt out.
So it's like a year-by-year basis.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're still getting that $600 every year.
Yeah, I guess it's $600 annually.
Okay.
Or for each iteration of the game anyway. So we got that to look forward to. Here's our next headline. Elizabeth Warren's dream blunt rotation? The Rock times four, she says. So from Boston.com, it says, in a wide-ranging interview touching on topics like the 2024 presidential election, the Israel-Hamas war, and legalization of marijuana, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren enthusiastically revealed her, quote, dream blunt rotation, end quote, which is Dwayne The Rock Johnson four times over. That is an answer from someone who has never smoked weed. Because smoking a blunt with The Rock and three clones of The Rock would be horrifying. Like, it would be way, and you'd trip the
you'd
fuck out.
You'd be overstimulated.
Like, it'd be so intimidating.
Yeah. No, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is not, I don't even smoke with one of them.
I would smoke with one of The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like then you got to balance out the rest of the group with less testosterone, so it's not just in a fucking madhouse. You want a chill experience in your blunt rotation.
Right.
The Rock is not chill. He's the opposite of chill. Four of The Rock would be a fucking nightmare. That's a nightmare blunt rotation. She continued, or the article continues, as she made a guest appearance on the Pod Save America podcast, host Jon Favreau ended an interview with Warren by asking her an important question, who she'd like to light up with.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
Oh, yeah. Warren had to choose four people from a list of 10 that would be her dream blunt rotation, or a group of people you'd hypothetically like to smoke weed with because they'd be a really fun time, as Favreau put it. Then Warren joked, after laughing at the question, quote, this has nothing to do with weed. It's just, who do you think is fun? These are people you'd go get pedicures with, end quote. Which is incorrect, ma'am. The whole point of a dream blunt rotation, smoking weed is not the same kind of experience as going to get your fucking nails done. You know, it's like, that's one of the fun things about weed. You could either smoke or eat an edible and become significantly more chill and giggly. Things are funnier, food tastes better, sex is better, or you could smoke or eat an edible and connect with an alternate dimension and have an existential crisis that makes you freak out for like an hour and a half. Both of those things are a possibility when you're fucking with weed at pretty much any time. So the dream blunt rotation is a group of people that you feel most comfortable, like it would be the most fun and most comfortable because things could go either way. So, right. Like, I'd like The Rock there because he'd make me feel safe. If I freaked out,
yeah, you know, like
at least I'm with Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he's going to take care of any danger that
right?
comes your way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know why she thinks this is, again, that's clearly, this is an answer from someone who has never smoked before. It says Favreau started off by listing President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, which, frankly, Kamala Harris might be very fun. I think she's high sometimes when I see her on TV. I'm like, what is she talking about? Biden would be an all-time worst blunt rotation member.
I would love
member.
To smoke weed with Joe. Oh, I would love to see him hit a blunt and see what happens.
I would be too scared he was going to like cough and die. Like if he started coughing, I'd be like, call the ambulance. You know
well,
what I mean?
Well, now if he hits the glycerin blunt tip.
Oh, the freezepipe.com products will keep him safe, you're
for
saying?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, he's just too old. He's just old.
Well, maybe do an edible for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
It could go significantly
actually,
worse.
I feel like, yeah, that might
be even worse. Yeah, that 50-50 I was describing earlier is shifted to like 70-30 when you're talking about edibles. Also, Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, I don't even know who the fuck that is. I'm ignorant. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey before finally getting to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Wow. Just some great names
really,
that you want to
terrible
wanna
options.
With.
Just terrible. Elizabeth Warren said, oh, The Rock. I'm stopping there. I'm doing The Rock four times, which is just
also,
lazy.
That's just not how a blunt, dream blunt rotation works.
You can't say just one person four times.
Yeah.
This is not who's the best rapper alive, Dylon, 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 and Dylon. You've got to pick different people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is
even
it
if
like
they spit
four,
hot fire.
Like, is it The Rock playing like four different versions of himself? Like from his different
Young
movies?
Rock.
Yeah.
Current Rock, WWE Rock,
mm-hmm.
maybe WWF. I don't know which one it is. Don't freak out on me, wrestling freaks. I don't know which one. All right. But yeah, no, a different version of each rock would maybe make it a little more interesting.
Yeah. But or just like from his different movies, you know, where he's playing the same exact character in every one.
I want the Rock from The Mummy.
From The Mummy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early Hollywood Rock in there. Following Johnson on the list were Nancy Pelosi.
Another great one.
Rapper Snoop Dogg, which is just bland in terms of options for a Jane Blunt rotation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and pop star Taylor Swift. And even with all her options, it says Warren stuck with her original choice of The Rock four times. She's like, she really wanted to move on to the next question. Anyway, that's among the worst answers I've ever heard for a Dream Blunt rotation.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. Again, it doesn't seem like she partakes in the...
The marijuana?
Yeah.
No, not a cannabis aficionado.
No, doesn't sound like
The Rock, The Rock, The Rock, The Rock. Great, great, great job there, Miss Warren. Next headline. Human leg found abandoned on New York subway track.
Ah, my leg.
Leg. From NBC News, a human leg has been found abandoned on a New York subway track, police said, sparking an investigation into who it once belonged to and how they lost it. The NYPD said the leg was found at about 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday in the Concourse neighborhood of the Bronx between 167th Street and 170th Street on the line of the 4 train, according to a statement given to NBC 4 New York. No details were released about the leg, such as whether it appears to be from a male or female, nor the possible age of its owner. New York's medical examiner is now examining the leg to find out more details and potentially solve the mystery. Imagine being New York's medical examiner, and they're like, we got a good one for you today, Tom. Leg.
Leg. It's like a real leg.
A human leg.
Not like a prosthetic, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Not like someone, like, misplaced their prosthetic leg.
Right.
And
which is, this is just...
So someone's just walking around... I guess,
well, hopping
around with one leg, not knowing where the other one went.
I don't understand. Like, did you get on the train and it was like hanging on by a thread, the leg? And then when you stood up because it was your stop, like it detached and you just said, fuck it, and left?
Yeah. And also, when you like cut off your leg, can't you see like how old you are by like the rings inside of that?
Yeah, I believe that's how it works. Okay. Science.
Yeah, science, yeah.
Yeah, we learned that what was it? Biology class genetics, one of those,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you just count the rings.
Yeah, and then that tells you how old you are.
Exactly. Somebody tell that to the New York Medical Examiner. You always hear stories about like the New York subway, how it's just like one of the lowest points of human existence because like somebody will die on the train, and be there for like 3 days before it gets reported.
I just taking a nap.
Yeah, because people get on the train and don't look at another human.
No,
they try to maintain complete focus on being solitary and not having to interact with the other freaks surrounding them. So there's just a dead guy. But this is a new low for sure. Just a leg. Freaking leg. It says thousands of items are lost across the city's sprawling transport network every month, including all manner of more common things, such as funeral urns, a welder's mask, and a blender. Damn. Funeral urns, bro? What the fuck? How do you forget that?
Well, maybe the person that died really loved the New York subway, so they just
wanted, like, this is where you belong.
Yeah, spread my ashes here on the subway track.
Let you ride the train until somebody reports this. It says the 4 train service was shut down as a result on Saturday, but later restarted later Saturday afternoon, NBC New York reported. Yeah, I wonder how hardcore the cleaning was. You know what I mean? Like, they find a leg on the train, they clearly have to shut it down for a minute just to make people feel better because, like, you know, infectious diseases, blood, whatnot. Because I'm not a clear picture painted about how this leg, like, was it severed cleanly? You know what
yeah.
What the fuck?
I have too many questions, and they did not provide a
lot of answers. No answers.
Don't even know if it's male or female.
This was Saturday. This is fucking 5-6 days ago now.
Yeah, someone claimed it yet? Like, oh, that's my leg.
No update to the story somehow. I'm Googling New York subway leg.
Does the subway have like a lost and found? Because like, if I lost a blender, I'd be pretty upset about it.
I mean, you want to get that thing back,
yeah.
Huh? See, I don't know if you want to go through that lost and found, though. Yeah, disembodied human leg. I just
no picture or nothing.
No. If now I'm imagining them making like signs, like when you lose a dog, just a photo of the leg, like on the ground in the subway.
Have you seen me?
Is this your leg? Yeah. Are you missing this leg? Call this number. Yeah. Okay. Well, dude, I'm on a completely separate column about the same leg. And so that was Saturday, all right, that they found the leg. It says, the discovery came, and this is from The Guardian, the discovery came after a notable run of incidents on the subway, including a cellist being struck with a metal water bottle at Herald Square, a mass shooting at a Bronx subway stop that killed one person, and then on a Monday night, a 57-year-old man was found dead in a subway car. New York police said they found drug paraphernalia nearby and were working to determine the man's cause of death, which you can probably assume was an overdose. But my God, remind me never to get on the fucking subway in New York.
Yeah. Did they not have someone had to have gone to the hospital like, hey, I lost my leg. Like, can you help me out here? They didn't like, or are they like going around to like the different hospital beds so, like with people that lost their leg and like trying like
Cinderella
no, is this
slipper?
Your leg? Yeah, like Cinderella's slipper.
It says the find of a dismembered leg is unlikely to warm commuters to taking public transit, although New York's Mayor Eric Adams has added 1,000 uniformed and undercover officers to patrol the system. Crime in the subway is up 22% since the start of the year. God damn. Anyway, things are going great in New York.
Sounds
fucking
like it. Jeez.
Leg. Last headline. Scottish lottery winner Colin Weir, W-E-I-R, blew record-breaking $50 million in 8 years before his death. So this is from the New York Post. One of the UK's biggest lottery winners burned through a mind-blowing $50 million in 8 years, splurging on a soccer team, racehorses, and extravagant cars before his luck ran out, documents revealed last Thursday. Colin Weir of North Ayrshire, Scotland, spent a stunning $131,000 per week after winning a record-breaking €257.6 million Euro Millions jackpot in 2011, according to The Independent.
Wait, so did they take, like, the $200 million and then, like, you just got the... Because I know they had to, like, take some of it.
You're saying... It sounds like he probably took the lump sum. Because you can either take the lump sum and you pay a massive amount of taxes up front.
Yeah.
Or you take the monthly payments, and I think the taxes are less.
Yeah. Sounds like you probably should have gone with the monthly payments.
Well, it doesn't matter now. He's dead.
Oh, he's dead. Okay. So
but
yeah,
it says, Weir, a former cameraman married to a nurse, bought a 55% share in Glasgow's Partick Thistle Football Club before he died of sepsis at age 72 in 2019, the outlet reported. The big spender also plunked down big bucks for a vintage Bentley Arnage, Jaguar F-Pace SUV, and a Mercedes-Benz E-Class estate, according to The Independent.
I heard he got triples of the Jaguar.
Yeah, triples are best.
Yeah, triples are safe.
Yeah. Along with his $6 million home, he reportedly spent millions more to renovate. Weir also snapped up three prized racing thoroughbreds, including an Irish mare named If You Say Run. But the lottery curse reared its head in 2018 when he divorced his wife, Chris, after nearly four decades of marriage, and she took much of his fortune. All told, Weir ended up spending an average of $131,900 per week on luxury items and investments before suffering from kidney failure that led to his death. And at the time he won the lottery, he was the second biggest Euro Millions winner ever. Now, when I read this, and the way it's presented is like, how outlandish and insane is this? This guy was blowing $130,000 a week on all these crazy things. But really, isn't this just what we would all do? Like, if you want...
Oh, no, I think he did a pretty shitty job of spending his money. It sounds like his investments didn't work out too well for him either because he didn't make more with his horses and soccer team.
You don't need to make more when you've got however, I guess...
Well, if you're investing, then you want to... You want your money to work for you. You want to make more.
Yeah, but he won a $257.6 million jackpot. And he blew $58 million, but over 8 years. That's not that bad. I don't feel like that's that bad.
You don't think that's that... What?
No, I think this is kind of like what anybody who won that much fucking money would do. You'd buy a bunch of nice cars. You'd buy a nice house and renovate it. Maybe fuck around with a soccer team. It's not like he bought a goddamn, you know, one of the big club teams or whatever. It sounds like it was some, like, local shit.
Because
you can't get a 50-whatever percent stake and still have only blown $50 million.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like they judged him too hard. I also feel like you should be able to avoid sepsis if you're super rich, but that's an opinion based on no medical information.
Yeah, I thought
all.
Rich people like had better access to.
Well, they definitely
like the experimental
they do.
Stuff.
Yeah, they definitely do. But apparently not for Colin Weir.
No, unfortunately not. I don't know. I feel like he could have spent his money better. Could have.
What would you do, Cade?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if he's really into horses and cars, then go for it. But that's just not how I'm spending my money.
What are you doing with it?
I don't know.
Yeah. So how can you judge? How can you judge? I think I would buy a beach house would be priority number one.
Yeah.
Because I love beach.
Right. Yeah.
Beach is, I want my job to be beach.
Yep.
And probably a boat.
That's it. You're not spending much money, so you got all this extra money to play around with.
Well, for food and
yeah, but you're not
more Sauron dropping, shirts. I got to buy more of these shirts.
Go. Yeah, more graphic
and
tees.
Some of the, I got to replace this giant water bottle.
Yeah, well,
that's
maybe
all
you could buy the
now.
Stanley now.
Hey,
you
I'd get one of those
you
rare ones.
Wow, yeah.
I'd start trading
one of the different colorways.
Yeah, selling on StockX and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. I almost guarantee there are Stanleys on StockX. I'm not going to look it up because it'll make my soul sad.
Okay,
but I guarantee it.
I guarantee it. Yeah, I mean maybe a nicer house. What about shoes? You're not going crazy on shoes.
I don't know. I'm kind of out on new shoes right now. Like I have so many. Yeah. I already don't wear a lot of the pairs I have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like today I threw on the Fear of Gods because I never wear these and they were expensive and they're tight. But
well, you got them on now.
Yeah. The giant black like Fear of God boots.
Yeah.
But until I'm doing a better job of regularly rotating, dad life crushes sneaker collecting life. It destroys it. Like 100% destroys it. I even remember being warned by, I think it was Cole Kubelik, who's like, he was a guest on our show at one point. He's a college football analyst. He played at Auburn. I think he works on ESPN or CBS now, regardless. I remember Cole telling me, like, me and him were talking about sneaker shit back in the day. This was several years ago. And he was like, my kid destroyed my sneaker habit. Like, it's over. He doesn't feel responsible just blowing random excess money on shoes anymore because he's got a small child to feed or whatever. Yeah. And that definitely was a combination of events. But for me, that's definitely been a part of it. Like, I don't feel, it's like I should probably be buying him shoes.
Yeah, take care of the kid first before
you know what I mean?
Some shoes for yourself. Yeah.
Right. But his feet grow so fast.
Yeah, I saw you brought in some of his shoes.
Well, I brought two pairs of his I bought him a few pairs of shoes before he was born,
mm-hmm.
and two of them, the Jordans and the LeBrons that actually Brandon Rankin, the law dog, gave me for him. He's outgrown them already, so those are going to be new set decorations us. They probably don't count as adult though, so we can't use them on next week's Patreon.
That's a bummer
because they're baby shoes.
Yeah,
it's the opposite of man stuff.
No.
But still, anyway, point being, kind of out on the sneaker game right now. Other than the $20 Yeezy pods, which I'm obviously highly anticipating their arrival.
Can't wait.
You know, I ordered them to this house, to the Bolin Media house, because I was too ashamed to have them shit
does your
sent
wife
to
know?
My home. Well, maybe if she hears this episode.
Okay.
But that'd be the only way she'd find out. So it might not be for a few weeks or something,
yeah,
you know?
No, I'm very excited for those to come in.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's going to really take shift to a new level for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be great. All right, moving on. Today we're closing with a new segment called Reading Andrew Tate Tweets, because they're funny to me, and sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying, as I mentioned earlier in today's show. We'll start off with one of my all-time favorites, and these are look, if you're not familiar with Andrew Tate, first of all, good for you.
Yeah, I don't know how you
did it. Pat yourself on the back. Yeah. Congratulations. Seriously, great job, because that puts you in a place where you're not so constantly online that you have to be exposed to shit like this. But he's this like hyper-masculine, ridiculous dickhead who actually, he got arrested in Romania for sex trafficking. That story was huge in international news. I think he's out on bail now, but he just pumps out like toxically masculine, ridiculous life advice. That's his entire brand. And then, as we covered at one point, I think a couple years ago,
He it sells, was like when I started.
Yeah,
like,
a couple years ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like last year.
Yeah, so he has like an online, quote-unquote, like university you can sign up for. They just teach you how to like become a baller.
Well, are you talking about his war room?
Yeah, the war room.
Oh.
Where you get connected with all the other ballers and you learn how to ball.
That's just all it is. You just learn how to ball with the other ballers?
Well, that and drop shipping. But anyway, the point is it's a ripoff. The whole thing is a fucking scam. The guy's a clown person. But some people really enjoy his shit because they're sad and live in their mother's basement. I enjoy it now because I've gotten past the anger of him existing to a point where I can just laugh. So, like, here's one of my favorites. I am the most famous man in the world and avoid speaking to famous people because they're all gay and weird. Just what an absurd thought to pump out.
Not even close just to being the most famous. Like, not even like...
No, not top 10.
No.
Like, come on, man.
Not top 100. Come not on. Top 200.
Delusional.
Yeah.
Delusional. Well, at one point he was up there, but like, no. Just, again, you have to be chronically online to know who this dude is. Mm-hmm. If you were just an everyday healthy person living an everyday healthy life, not overly interneting... You would not have a clue who this man is.
Right.
Here's another one. Endless smoking and coffee is very important because it makes you anxious and super annoyed. This is the ideal state of mind for a man to get things done and conquer Earth. The only men who don't want to be anxious and angry are men who are putting up with shit off their chick. And they know if they tell her to fuck off, she will leave them. Or men who have a boss they need to ass kiss. Loser cucks. I'm constantly angry, and I'm the king of my world, and I have no boss, and I yell if I so choose. The more angry, the better.
Why is he shitting on his fan base? Call him loser cucks.
I don't know. That's always the irony of these con men. There's always like, if you were really paying attention, the people they hate on the most are their own followers.
Yeah.
But that's just an absurd premise. You should be as anxious and annoyed as possible at all times because that drives you to be
conquer
a boss
the world.
And conquer the world.
Yeah. Yeah, men used to conquer the world. Now they podcast.
Yep. What a shame.
God.
That's the other irony of this dude is he does all the fucking shit that he makes fun. Like, he podcasts.
Yeah.
Anyway, next one. Most men are deathly afraid of their females. They're scared to be mad or irritable or firm or direct or anything remotely masculine because she will check him fast. Don't talk to me that way. And then it says, bro, imagine being scared of a fucking girl.
Girls are scary. That's why I don't talk to them ever.
Wait, it's like sounds like somebody who's never interacted with an angry woman.
Yeah.
Women can be terrifying.
Wait, so these are... Like, just one tweet?
That
like,
was one tweet that I just read.
And he says, don't talk to me that way. And then he just says, bro.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Yeah.
Tweet's so fucking weird. What the fuck?
He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
Next one. Life doesn't come to you. You must come to life.
Mm.
Remember this.
But Ferris Bueller said, life comes at you fast.
If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you may miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with both of these sentiments, Ferris Bueller's and Andrew Tate's. This is one of his that I agree with. Because sometimes, and this is where his shit gets confusing, because he does have some good motivational thoughts. Like, if you just wait around for shit to happen for you, it doesn't happen. That's not a thing. You have to go and make stuff happen. And that's kind of what he's saying, just in a douchier way.
Yeah.
You know? Next one. Beautiful women offer me sex to try and get a video. Companies offer me money to influence what I say. The only chance of survival is to reject unknown money and reject unknown love. If you didn't cultivate it the hard way, it's a trap. Easy come, easy die.
I don't think that's saying.
We need to make that a shirt.
Easy come, easy die.
Easy come, easy die. Good Lord. And then finally, his last one for today. God allows things to hurt us as humans. Let me start over. God allows things to hurt us as humans learn best through pain. Without the darkness, you will never reach the highest levels of consciousness. I also agree with this.
Mm.
I wanted to give him a couple that I agree with on this list, you know?
Mm-hmm. So he's saying we adopted the darkness.
Right.
But he was
born in it
and molded by it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. There's today's Andrew Tate tweets. To keep
how,
us
how
all.
Long ago were these? Were these like all pretty recent?
One of the first one about famous people being gay and weird That one is, I think, a few years old. The rest of these are pretty recent. Because scrolling his timeline is difficult and confusing. Because he's constantly retweeting his like most retweeted old tweets. So there's like a bunch of shit from 2018, 2019, etc. And then he's constantly plugging the War Room Twitter, which is a totally separate feed of chaos. And so you kind of have to, it's hard to find the newest ones is what I'm saying. But I did my best. I hope everybody learned how to be a masculine, world-beating.
World-conquering,
dominant man today through those tweets, because that's what I was going for.
Yeah. No, I feel like I've learned something. I'm ready to take on the world now, because, you know, life doesn't come to you. You must come to life.
Easy come.
Easy come, easy die.
Easy die. That'll do it for today's show, but remember, Cade and I are on patreon.com/RossBolandPodcast each and every week with an ad-free premium episode. If you want more RBP, patreon.com/RossBolandPodcast is the place to get it. And of course, starting next week will be our first ever, we need to come up with a good name for it.
Yeah.
Like Formal Friday is not spicy enough.
No.
It needs to be hotter than that.
Yeah, and it just sounds like, yeah, we're dressing up.
Like, right, but like, no, it's more than that.
Yeah.
This is a movement, you know? So right. We'll come up with something, but point is we'll be dressed like men in suits. Probably make Andrew Tate proud.
Right. Yeah, I don't see him wearing suits, really.
Not that often. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we're better than him in that aspect.
Yeah, we are more manly than him.
Because men wear suits.
That's right.
Yeah.
Suit the fuck up. Yeah. Patreon.com/RossBolandPodcast. Also, as I said, please support our sponsors by hitting the links in the description of this episode and using our dedicated codes. That's how we pay the bills here at Boland Media. You can find links to today's sponsor and the code in the description below. We have thefreezepipe.com, code RBP for 10% off. They've got the smoothest pipes, bubblers, bongs, and more at thefreezepipe.com. Again, code RBP when you check out will get you 10% off, so you can support the show and get yourself something to smoke out of that doesn't make you cough and choke and fear death quite as much, right? To check out our other shows, go to BolandMedia.com. We've got Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, where we just wrapped up coverage of True Detective Night Country. We have a companion podcast for every episode of that show. If you're still watching it, Ride with Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, hosted by me and Mr. Barrett Dudley, who, again, is getting married this weekend. Next up, we'll be covering Shogun. That's how it's pronounced.
Shogun?
I say Shogun.
Shogun.
But that's wrong. That's just white people.
Yeah.
It's Shogun.
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 I'm okay excited for that.
It's going to be on Hulu.
I've seen the trailers for it. It looks sick.
Dude, it does look sick.
Yeah.
I'm into that time period.
Yeah,
it's like medieval Japan.
Yeah.
We're going to call it Oysters, Clams, and Katanas.
Ooh, that's sick.
That's the leader in the clubhouse.
Good stuff.
So we're stoked about Shogun. That starts next week. I think they drop two episodes on Tuesday. But we'll be playing a little bit of catch-up because Barrett will be on his honeymoon. Anyway, point being, Oysters, Clams, and Cockles just finished True Detective Night Country. Next up, Shogun on Hulu/FX. Formula Bone, the F1 season kicks off, I believe, week after next?
Yeah, they're doing F1 testing right now. So season's coming up pretty soon.
So you know Jared J-Bone Borislow has all the latest and greatest F1 coverage you need. If you're a big F1 fan, check out Formula Bone. YouTube.com/@FormulaBone is where Jared has over 120,000 subscribers tuning in for Formula Bone covering F1 each and every season. And you can also find his stuff on the audio podcast platforms. But give J-Bone and Formula Bone a follow at Formula Bone on all the social media platforms if you are an F1 fan, and check out his show, which in its best form is on YouTube.com/@FormulaBone. And of course, if you're a Houston sports fan, check out Banging the Can, available wherever you get RBP. We're eking closer and closer to baseball season. Right now, it's just in the NBA. Like, as far as Houston goes, we don't have an NHL team yet, although apparently rumors are heating up. I saw a column this morning.
Oh, that y'all
Rockets owner
team?
Tillman Fertitta is like working on it, apparently. But right now, with just the Rockets, like, they're just not much to talk about. Right. We're just so middle of the pack, and it's not that exciting. But baseball season is coming, and I'm stoked for that. Of course, the Astros are always
competitive. Got some spring training going on now.
Pitchers and catchers reporting and shit.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Banging the Can, available wherever you get RBP for the Houston sports fans out there. Follow Cade and I on the internet as well. Cade, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on all the social media platforms at Cade Orris. That's Kadeorris.
And I'm at WR Bolin on Twitter and Instagram. Of course, you can search the Ross Bolin Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and follow us on all of those different places. This episode of RBP is presented by Bolin Media, and video of today's show was produced by Mr. Cade Orris. Go to youtube.com/@TheRossBolinPodcast for full video of every single episode of our show, plus funny clips in the form of YouTube shorts. Be back next week. Enjoy yourselves. Stay safe out there. Until next time, peace be with you. And also with you.
Go low, baby.